The songwriting team of Lennon and fellow Beatle Paul McCartney wrote more hit songs than any modern composers. Lennon was born October 9, 1940. He attended secondary school in Liverpool and then went to the city's College of Art. He and McCartney first joined forces as a composer team. By the early 60s, they were joined by George Harrison and Ringo Starr. In the 10 years the group was together, it sold more than 250 million records and made three movies, A Hard Day's Night, Help, and Let It Be. The famous American composer Aaron Copland once said, when people asked to recreate the mood of the 1960s, they would play the music of the Beatles. Following the breakup of the Beatles, he and his wife, Yoko Ono, lived in seclusion in New York City for several years. But they made the front pages in a deportation hearing, the government contending that he was not eligible for residence because of a drug conviction in Britain. But eventually he was allowed to stay. As for why he wanted U.S. residence.
This is the land of the free, right? And since the last 100 years, all the artists, major and otherwise, have been attracted to this country. And although initially it was long, I came as a Beatle, it was Yoko's influence that got me to look at it as a place to be in rather than just scoot in and run back with the loot.
Just recently, Lennon recorded his first album in years. In recent years, Lennon avoided the media, saying that he was living the life of a house husband, baking bread and looking after the baby. He told Playboy magazine that there were many reasons for his change in lifestyle. Monday night, John Lennon was fatally shot outside his apartment house in New York City. David Johnstone, who played guitar with Elton John and Alice Cooper, worked with Lennon several times in the 1970s. He remembers him as a gentleman.
Maybe 15, 20 years ago, you know, because he was pretty crazy back then, you know, when a lot of things were happening, you know, they were in their early days of playing and stuff. But the John I know, you know, and got to know, I mean, the most gentle person in this business I've ever met, quite honestly. And I'm just totally amazed.
John Lennon, dead at the age of 40. Ann Taylor, NBC News.
John Lennon, the tragic victim of a brutal murder in New York City. With this special report from The Source, I'm Bill Vitka. John Lennon is dead at the age of 40, reportedly killed by a white male who has been taken into custody by the police. His identity has not been made public, not yet. The police have said little except to call the man who allegedly shot John Lennon a screwball. Lennon was shot close to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. It happened as he was getting out of his limousine on his way inside his apartment building, the Dakota on New York's Upper West Side. Lennon took 7 shots, many in the chest, but at that point he was still alive. He was taken quickly to Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. Dr. Stephen Lynn at Roosevelt Hospital said there was just no way anybody could save John Lennon.
There was a significant injury of the major vessels inside the chest, which caused a massive amount of blood loss, which probably resulted in his death.
Yoko Ono was with Lennon to the very end. She was with him in the limousine. She was with him when he was shot, and she was with him at the hospital when John died. And according to Dr. Lynn, Yoko took it tougher than anybody else.
I did tell his wife that he was dead, and she was most distraught at the time and found it quite hard to accept.
Source correspondent C.D. Jaco, just back from the Dakota, Lennon's apartment building, where a de facto memorial service is underway. C.D., what's it like?
There's an attitude of shock, horror, disbelief. What people there keep saying is this is the same to them as if a president had been shot. There are hundreds of people gathered in front of the Dakota on New York's Upper West Side, some holding candles. A lot of radio stations are playing nothing but Beatles songs, and there were dozens of radios playing those songs. People were crying. Some people were sitting comatose. One guy was leaned up against the wall next to the Dakota, just staring into space blankly. It was a rather macabre scene, a building that houses other luminaries like Lauren Bacall. There is a large pool of blood near the entranceway, and the guard box near the entrance, which was not manned when John Lennon was shot and killed, is peppered with bullet holes. People there are completely numb, completely shocked, and completely grief-stricken.
Paul McCartney has just been contacted in London, and he says that John Lennon's death comes as a deep, deep shock. McCartney said that John Lennon was loved by all those who knew him. And again, a terrible tragedy. John Lennon dead at the age of 40, the result of a shooting in New York City. With this special report, I'm Bill Ditka from The Source.
We'll be keeping you updated all night as the night goes on with two Source reports an hour. They'll be doing special reports for us. We also don't have all the John Lennon albums. He's got two of them out. The only ones we could find were Double Fantasy, of course, and Imagine. We have Shaved Fish around here somewhere. We're digging in the archives for it. But he's got 12 of them. The first one was Two Virgins, released in 1969. Second one, Unfinished Music Number 2, Music with the Lions, another 69 release. The Wedding Album, released in 1969. Live Piece in Toronto, 1969. Ironically, released in 1970. John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band, released in 1970. Imagine, which we just heard, released in 1971. Sometime in New York City, released in 72. Mind Games, released in 73. The album Walls and Bridges, released the year after, in 74. Rock and Roll, released in 75. Shaved Fish, released in 1975. And Double Fantasy, released in 1980. The only two we've played have been Double Fantasy and Imagine, which I said before, and we're still looking for Shaved Fish, so if we find that, we'll play it for you. All night long, we'll be featuring songs written by John Lennon, sung by the Beatles and John Lennon. Right now, here is a song written by John Lennon on ZZX.
You're gonna lose that girl. You're gonna lose that girl.
I don't appreciate the worship of dead Sid Vicious or of dead James Dean or of dead John Wayne. And he said he doesn't want his son, Sean, worshiping such people. Lennon said, I worship the people who survived, Gloria Swanson, Greta Garbo. And he added, death, no thank you. I'll take the living and the healthy. But talking about the future, Lennon said, acceptance is the key. Unknown is what it is, except that it's unknown and it's plain sailing. John Lennon, dead at age 40 in New York City, killed Monday night.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things. Uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth.
The way it happened, John Lennon and Yoko Ono were at the record plant, a recording studio in New York City. They finished up work for the night, got into their limousine on their way back to their apartment building, the Dakota, New York City. After they got out of the car, walking toward the door of the Dakota, a white male started firing at John Lennon. Lennon was shot a number of times, and the source talked to one woman who witnessed the shooting.
What happened is, I saw John and Yoko get out of the limousine. They walked into the gate, and I heard four or five shots.
The police immediately took Lennon to nearby Roosevelt Hospital, but on the way to medical help, John Lennon died. He was pronounced dead on arrival at about 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Doctors that met with reporters after that said there was absolutely nothing they could do. Lennon, they said, had lost too much blood. The identity of the man who allegedly shot John Lennon is still a mystery at this hour. He has been taken into custody by New York City police. The only thing the police have said so far is that the man who shot Lennon is considered a screwball. The shooting took place at the Dakota, where many, many people have started to gather, and source correspondent C.D. Jacob says the people outside the Dakota are in a total state of shock.
Some of them brought their portable radios and tape players. Some of them brought flowers. Hundreds are standing here in front of the Dakota apartment building in New York where John Lennon was shot and killed just a few hours ago. The sidewalk in front of the building is covered with blood, and there are large bullet holes in the guard box next to the entrance of the apartment building.
The scene of the shooting at the Dakota in New York City. It is a terrible, terrible tragedy, as though a little bit of all of us died when John Lennon died. Again, John Lennon dead at the age of 40. And that's news. I'm Bill Ditka from The Source.
Louisville area weather, occasional rain tonight, turning colder too. We're looking for a low of 45 degrees. Rain for today, temperature will be holding in the 40s, and rain ending Tuesday night in a low of 35. Currently, we have rain and 53 degrees here in Louisville. We'll keep you updated on the John Lennon story as we get reports in. We'll have two an hour for you. Right now, the Beatles on ZZX.
Coming out of Los Angeles, California, is going to be the first nude, all-female rock band. Now, right now, all they have is a keyboard player and a singer. They like the idea because they will not have any wardrobe problems. They're going to be stressing musicianship.
A high I-95 are deeply saddened by the shocking and tragic death of John Lennon. Before the Beatles, there had never been such a time when the art of music exerted such a profound and lasting influence on the course of humanity. For those of us who were children of the 60s, there can be no replacement for the Beatles. They'll always be the musical group of our lifetimes, and our lives will be forever influenced by their most special music. From the hearts of all of us here at High 95, and with the love we found in their music, we say a final farewell to John Lennon.
In New York City Monday night. Police say Lennon was gunned down outside his Manhattan apartment house after returning from a late-night recording session. They say the gunman's in custody, and they describe him as a deranged man who apparently had been stalking Lennon for several days. Tony Palma was one of the first police officers to reach the scene, and reporters asked him about Lennon.
Was he unconscious?
Yes.
He was, as far as I know, he was unconscious.
Was he moaning, saying anything at all?
No.
And how about Yoko?
She was hysterical.
Palma's referring to Yoko Ono, Lennon's wife. Lennon was rushed to a hospital about a mile away, but he was pronounced dead on arrival. He'd been shot five times. Palma says Ono screamed, "Tell me it isn't true." And radio stations around the United States are being flooded with calls from disbelieving listeners asking the same thing. The Beatles may have broken up in 1970, but during the decade they dominated the rock music world, their music left an indelible imprint on people and spread far beyond the boundaries of rock. It was 1964 when America came down with Beatlemania.
Tell you something, I think you'll understand.
They sold more than 250 million records, and as ABC's Geraldo Rivera notes, Lennon's death came just as he was making a comeback.
John Lennon was back. John Lennon, after a five-year absence, was finally back in the studios, had finally released a record album that was receiving general acclamation from the fans. He was back not as the philosopher Lennon, not as the political Lennon, not as the Lennon who makes a lot of domestic news for his style and flamboyance, but rather as the musician.
Lennon starting over when he was cut down by a still unidentified gunman in New York City at the age of 40. The other ex-Beatles, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, are spread out in various parts of the world, and none has been available for reaction. So far, the only widespread reaction comes from the people calling radio stations around the country, many telling the disc jockeys they feel the way they or their elders felt when they heard the news that John F. Kennedy had been shot. And late word from New York police is that the suspect in the shooting death of John Lennon has now been identified. He is, according to police, Mark David Chapman of Hawaii. The 25-year-old suspect is said to have been in New York for about a week. Now this.
Alfred. John Lennon singing there. Your Blues from the White Album. Request a John Lennon song, Run for Your Life, Imagine, Hey Jude, Come Together, and Don't Bring Me Down, starting us off way up, way back there. They have found out who has killed John Lennon. Here's a special report from the source.
A tragedy that has struck deep. John Lennon shot and killed. With this special report from the source, I'm Bill Ditka. It happened when John Lennon was coming home back to his apartment building at the Dakota on New York's Upper West Side. As Lennon walked through the door, a white male got up and fired a number of shots into Lennon at close range. He was taken immediately to Roosevelt Hospital, but there was nothing anybody could do. Lennon was pronounced dead at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. There were seven wounds in his body, and the doctor said he simply lost too much blood. The man who shot John Lennon, according to New York City police, is Mark David Chapman. And with me is NBC correspondent Wally Robinson, who has just come back after talking to the police at the 20th Precinct in New York City, where Chapman has been taken into custody. Wally, what have we been able to find out about the man who allegedly shot John Lennon?
Well, first of all, Bill, he's from Hawaii, has an address in Honolulu, I believe, and that he came here several days ago. He's been staying at YMCA's and at local hotels, and spending his days outside the Dakota asking questions about the Lennons. The police pointed out this is not unusual. A lot of people do that because there are a number of celebrities who live in that building, and so just another crazy was no particular cause for alarm, but of course this one turned out to be.
Chapman is young, right?
25 years old. He's a white male. And what his motivation was, they, of course, can't talk about at this point, pending legal action.
Now, you told me an interesting story. This is not the first time that Chapman has met Lennon, right?
That's right. Earlier in the evening, when the Lennons departed the Dakota, heading for a recording session, Chapman walked up and asked for an autograph of an album, which Lennon obliged him for.
Well, I take it that Chapman was apprehended right at the scene of the crime, right after the shooting?
Indeed, he apparently hung around outside the Dakota until the Lennons returned. Normally, they could drive the limousine into the building, into an areaway, but this time they didn't. They pulled up to the curb on 72nd Street and got out. As Lennon and his wife went into the vestibule area leading into where the manager's office was and so forth, Chapman apparently followed him in, called his name softly, and when Lennon turned around, he was faced with Chapman in the full stance, and then fired off all five rounds at him, hitting him. There were seven wounds in the body. How many were wounds going in or coming out hasn't been determined yet. And then he simply threw the gun down on the floor and stood there and waited for the police.
Walter Robinson, just back after talking to the police about what we know about the man who the police have taken into custody for the shooting of John Lennon. Again, Lennon was killed by gunfire Monday night in New York City. He was shot as he entered his apartment building, the Dakota. He was taken to a nearby hospital, but on the way, John Lennon died. With this special report, I'm Bill Vitka from The Source.
We'll be keeping you updated as the night goes on with special Source reports. They'll be doing two of them an hour for us. We'll also be playing Beatles music all night. ZZX is awarded our second pair of Source.
The name it may not mean very much right now, but it will soon, because according to New York City police, it is Mark David Chapman who was shot and killed John Lennon. I'm Bill Vitka from The Source, and John Lennon was murdered Monday night in New York City. Lennon was killed seconds after he walked through the door to his apartment building, the Dakota, on New York's Upper West Side. The shooting took place at about 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Lennon took a number of shots in the chest at close range. He was taken to nearby Roosevelt Hospital, but pronounced dead on arrival. Dr. Stephen Lynn, who tried to save John Lennon, said he simply lost too much blood.
Numerous resuscitative efforts were made after his arrival in the hospital, including transfusions, surgical procedures, other procedures, but in spite of the effort of many physicians and after many procedures, we were unable to restore the life of Mr. Lennon.
According to the police, the man who shot and killed John Lennon is Mark David Chapman. Chapman came to New York City reportedly a little over 1 week ago. He is young, 25 years old, and according to the police, he was from Hawaii. According to a number of witnesses, Chapman was seen at the Dakota a number of times, and he was there early Monday night. In fact, at 5 o'clock on Monday, Chapman caught up with Lennon again at the Dakota and got him to autograph a Beatles record. A little bit after that, Lennon went to a New York recording studio, The Record Plant, with Yoko Ono to begin working on the new single from the new album, Double Fantasy. John and Yoko left The Record Plant at about 10:30 p.m. on their way home to the Dakota. Reportedly, Chapman had been waiting for Lennon outside the Dakota. As John got out of his car, he walked inside, and Chapman followed him, called out his name, and fired at point-blank range. Lennon fell. Yoko screamed for help. Chapman, according to witnesses, threw the gun down and then simply stood there. Again, John Lennon is dead at the age of 40, the victim of a terrible tragedy, killed by a man the police have called deranged. And the police have now taken into custody Mark David Chapman for the murder of John Lennon. And that's news. I'm Bill Vitka from The Source.
We'll have another Source report for you about 10 to the hour. Louisville area weather, occasional rain for...
No, I think you're off base. Okay, but I appreciate the comment. Boston, hello.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Like everybody else today, I'm just, really shocked and saddened by what happened down in New York earlier this evening. And it was incredible. I was watching the Monday night game tonight, in a tavern. And, when Cosell broke the news during the football game, it was done like about maybe 10 seconds left in the game, and New England had a chance to win. Nobody cared anymore. Especially, and it was incredible. I don't think anybody watched the overtime. We were just totally stunned. Something like this could happen again.
Yeah, it's, I guess we're going to have to go into shelters or live in, anybody who's a celebrity is going to have to live in a protective coat of armor.
What next?
I don't have the answer. Senseless tragedies have no answers.
I'm sure Mr. Lennon was well protected. I'm sure he must have had bodyguards.
No, he didn't. Just why should he think of having a bodyguard?
Well, being...
Bubble, bubble.
Edwards. There you go. That's got this thing right. Nancy Edwards. We'll get that name sometime sooner or later.
Thunder. I strike to the street.
And let it then. Nothing to save. I was Abbey Road, the album Come Together. I was just thinking it was kind of strange. You remember the whole Polly's Dead controversy? The Abbey Road album had the four of them, across, of course, walking across the street with Lennon in the lead, dressed all in white, supposedly the priest, minister, holy figure. Ringo next, all dressed in official-looking dress, black gear, formal wear, you know, as the Undertaker. McCartney, suit, unlit cigarette, bare feet. He was, of course, the Dead. And George in the denim outfit, the gravedigger. And that was supposed to be another one of the many, many clues to the fact that Paul McCartney was dead, which has since been disproved. It will not turn out that way. With John Lennon, however, it has been proved. Shot tonight twice in the back and died of wounds received from that gunshot. John Lennon dead at the age of 40 tonight in New York City. We will be, because of that, featuring John Lennon music. Of course, Lennon and McCartney being one of the more prolific songwriting teams of the rock era. And some of the best music to come from the Beatles. We'll be playing it throughout the morning here. It's 20 minutes till 1 now, WAKY.
Concert. And they're kind of an interesting group. Check that out. The latest word on the Lennon assassination, this just in from the wire service about 10 minutes ago. Nothing more really to update, just a few of the particulars surrounding the shooting of John Lennon. He was shot and killed in front of his home on Manhattan's Upper West Side Monday night. He was 40 years old. Police said Lennon was shot three times around 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and died in the emergency room at Roosevelt Hospital. His wife, Yoko Ono, was with him when he died. A police spokesman said a suspect is in custody, but he had no other details available on the circumstances of the shooting. The spokesman did say it wasn't a robbery and that the person who shot Lennon was most likely deranged. A witness says a man in his mid-30s with, quote, almost a smirk on his face, gunned down the singer as Lennon, his wife, and several other people walked into the vestibule of the apartment building where the Lennons lived. The witness says resident of the hotel told him the man had been seen in the vestibule for hours before the shooting. According to the witness, the man, quote, just walked out and shot Lennon. Lennon, who celebrated his 40th birthday on October 9th, had just released an album, Double Fantasy, he made with his wife and what was to be a comeback for the pair. That updates the story. Conflicting reports. I hear that John was shot five times. I hear that John was shot twice. United Press International at this time indicates that John Lennon was shot three times. It was blood all over the place as they tried to save him, and unfortunately they didn't. And we'll be trying to get on some Beatles music and stuff for you folks as the night wears on. Right now, back to rock and roll. This is Journey on LRS.
The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's the end of side two. It's 47 minutes after midnight. We're doing things a bit differently this evening because John Lennon, former Beatle, was shot to death last night in New York City. What we have on that is that it happened outside the apartment building on the city's Upper West Side. Lennon, who had just had his 40th birthday in October, was rushed by police car to Roosevelt Hospital, and there he was pronounced dead. According to police, the shooting took place outside the Dakota. That's the century-old luxury apartment house where he and his wife, Yoko Ono, lived. Police have a suspect in custody. They describe him simply as a local screwball, and they say there doesn't seem to have been any specific motive for the shooting. It was just 2 months ago that Lennon released his first single in more than 5 years from the Double Fantasy album he recorded with Yoko Ono. The record is in the top 10, and in light of Lennon's death Monday night, the title is ironic, just like starting over. For those of us who were children of the 60s, nothing can replace the Beatles, not John Lennon, not any of them. And in honor of them this evening, until we find something else we can do, more substantial, we're going to be playing Beatles music. Personally, I feel like there are two specific pivotal albums in the Beatles' career. One of them was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The other was the album Revolver. It was a turning point in many people's careers as far as music is concerned. I'd like to play that for you right now. You're listening to WQHI, Jeffersonville, Louisville, and this is the Beatles, Revolver.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.